Vermont State Police are reviewing policies and an officer is on an administrative leave until all investigations are completed after an officer-involved fatal shooting of a Sheldon, Vermont man on Interstate 89 Sunday. Police say Benjamin Gregoire's ex-wife notified authorities on Sunday that he was despondent and had been drinking and had just purchased ammunition. Trooper Jay Riggin contacted him by cell phone, and Gregoire confirmed he had a gun. He said he was on the interstate, and when he ran out of gas, he planned to, quote, end it, unquote. Trooper Christopher Brown and Richmond Police Officer Richard Greeno stopped Gregoire's vehicle and ordered him out of the car. Vermont State Police Colonel Matthew Birmingham says body and dash cam video show that Gregoire did not obey commands to drop his gun.
Mr. Gregoire is then seen opening his door and stepping out of his vehicle holding a handgun, which he immediately pointed at his own head. Trooper Brown and Corporal Greeno continuously ordered Mr. Gregoire to put the gun down. Mr. Gregoire did not comply with verbal orders and started walking towards the officers with the gun still pointed at his own head. Both Trooper Brown and Corporal Greeno fired multiple rounds at Mr. Gregoire, and he was seen immediately falling to the ground.
State Police Criminal Division Commander Major Glenn Hall says the review of the video shows that Gregoire never pointed his gun at officers.
The video is clear that the gun was to his head up until time he was shot as he was advancing towards the officers. Initial examination, 3 shots hit him at least. We believe a total of 12 rounds between the 2 officers were fired.
Richmond Police Chief Alan Buck says Corporal Greeno was placed on 6 days of administrative leave.
We'll give him whatever time he actually needs. He's taking this very hard. It's the first ever shooting that the Richmond Police Department's been in its almost 50 years of existence.
Because Trooper Brown has been involved in 4 on-duty shootings with 3 fatalities, Colonel Birmingham noted he has been placed on a longer leave as the state police assess their procedures.
Trooper Brown will not return to full duty until the legal review of this most recent shooting is complete. Let me be clear that this decision is not an indication of any wrongdoing by Trooper Brown, but merely a change in the way the state police will now manage our response to officer-involved shootings as it relates to the health and well-being of our members.
With this the 3rd officer-involved shooting incident in Vermont within 6 months, ACLU of Vermont staff attorney Jay Diaz feels the state's law enforcement agency needs stronger policies and training that protect life.
We need officers to be thinking, are there other means for them to de-escalate situations? There's really a lot more to this as well. We need to ensure independent investigations after the fact, you know, not having the state police investigating the state police. We have 0 data on officer lethal use of force at the state level. We have been arguing for a long time that we need to be tracking this data so that we can understand it, know what happens in the field, and know what types of training might be necessary.
Colonel Birmingham outlined a series of steps his agency will take to try to determine why there has been a number of officer-involved shootings.
I'm very concerned, and I'm taking as many steps as I possibly can take to ensure that I have all the information that I need and that the command staff has all the information that it needs so that we are making the right decisions about the state police resource and how we manage these incidents. That's not to insinuate we're doing anything wrong. It's the responsibility of the command staff of the state police to ensure that we are always evolving and learning and trying to make these situations safer. But in the end, they end tragically sometimes, and that's out of our control.
No one except Gregoire was injured during Sunday's shooting. Body and dash cam video will not be released until the end of the investigation. The Vermont State Police is contracting with an independent use of force expert from the International Association of Chiefs of Police, a former member of the National Tactical Officers Association, to review the incident. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.